Hi, I'm John Gormley. Sound advice comes in many forms, and when you're looking for a connected guy whose approach to financial and retirement planning, investment management, and income creation is a lot like yours, careful, planned, and always taking the right factors into account, you should meet Scott Bjornson of Living Sky Financial with IA Private Wealth. His mission is to provide a range of dependable services to hardworking people like you.
I'm Greg Morgan. Welcome back to Talk to the Experts. We're here again with Scott Bjornson, Senior Investment Advisor with Living Sky Financial, IA Private Wealth. Tax planning. You got to consider it. It is that time of the year, buddy. And I think you've probably got a few tips there. But overall, I think the number one question, Scott, is are we in for a recession as we plan for our future here?
Yeah, I think, obviously on everybody's mind because everybody's talking about it. And the U.S., obviously I don't have a crystal ball, but I mean, the expectation is that the U.S. is going to enter a recession this year. How long or how deep, it's not looking to be a long recession, relatively self-induced by the increase in interest rates that we've had over the last year. But, similarly in Canada, I think it's how are we going to have a recession? Possibly and maybe likely, but again, unknown until we're actually in it. And that's, I think, the problem is until we're in it, we don't know. It's like, oh, we're in a recession. Great. And so, is what's the impact? Well, generally, recessions of this type are usually slow given history, or short, I should say, short term, given history. And so the declines are not usually as steep because they sort of see them coming. So I think what people have to realize is that markets last year did actually, decline in expectation of a recession. So a lot of that is built in. Now, not all of it. I mean, we can't, again, predict where markets are going in the short term at all. But I think markets last year did sort of forward look and say, okay, the U.S. likely to go into recession. The U.S. stock market, the S&P 500 in 2022, declined by 13.8% last year. It's one of the larger, single-year declines without a recovery starting. The Canadian market declined 8.7% last year, so not quite bear market territory. I think people are maybe confusing, the U.S. being in a bear market to being in a recession. They're already in a bear market, but not a recession yet, but it's very possibly coming. I think the other side is that how long is it going to be? I mean, nobody can predict that, but generally these types of slowdowns or recessionary conditions tend to last shorter periods. If we're already looking at interest rates potentially having a few more moves upwards, possibly starting to decline by early 2024, maybe middle of 2024 at the latest, back into closer to normal territories over time, it'll be a slow decline. Then I think, when we look forward, that we sort of say, well, that suggests a relatively short recession. How painful it's going to be. Economists, analysts, a lot of them saying shallow and not too bad, very, very unusual recession. I mean, how about the first recession, really in history, where we continue to have low unemployment? We've never seen that before.
Yeah. What sort of investment opportunities then are there that we should be looking at with this in mind?
Well, I think, we've still been deploying money into bonds. We've seen the discount middle of last year. I mean, the Canadian bond index actually in 2022 fell 11.7%, one of the largest falls since 91-92 period, so about 30 years. So the opportunity is still there for some fixed income investments in individual bonds and different bond type of investments. And I think as we go forward for the, long-term investor, equities or investment in stocks have become a lot more attractive, and they're certainly may get a little more attractive yet. But I think that, people have to also realize that, you can't rely on, we're out of the recession, now it's a good time to buy, investments in the stock market. Usually they start recovering during that recession. So, usually you have to start deploying some capital into those areas earlier. But as a long-term investor, it really doesn't matter. These events occur every 2 to 4 years. And, so as a long-term investor, these are just part of a normal investment cycle.
Scott Bjornson, my guest, Senior Investment Advisor with Living Sky Financial, IA Private Wealth. Scott, tax planning here. We look at the year ahead, what we've got to get in order. Maybe a few tips there.
Yeah, so if the RSP is necessary, and it makes sense in your situation, we've got till March 1st of this year to buy for last year. I've already got some clients who are buying this year for the current year, and just to get out of the way and do that. I mean, that's a great opportunity if you have the ability, but I realize that's not available to everybody. And I think, the other side of it is people, if they bought a home in the last few years and used or taken advantage of the RSP home buyers plan withdrawal, they may be in a position where they have to start paying it back. And they need to look at that for this year and starting earlier and doing it regularly or monthly is probably the easier way than trying to put a lump sum in at the end of the year, because if you don't redeposit back to your RSP under the Home Buyers Plan withdrawal for a first-time home, what happens is it's added back into your income and you pay tax on it. So you definitely want to make sure you put those contributions back in when they're due. And so everybody should have had a letter, but I mean, you know, from CRA, but people forget, and we understand. So it's part of the planning, just to know that those contributions may have to start this year, or to know if maybe you have another year before you start, and maybe you should be putting some money somewhere else rather than your RSP.
Noted. Next.
Again, tax-free savings accounts, great opportunity to get started if a person hasn't, and, you know, start looking at that. I mean, I think, you know, the tax is right around the corner. Everybody's going to start to, you know, really focus on, you know, okay, oh, man, you know, like the amount of tax I paid, it's a lot of money that goes out the door. And it is. I mean, it pays for things like our health care. It pays for, you know, our infrastructure. It pays for a lot of our stuff. And so we have to realize, I mean, taxes are a necessary evil, but, I mean, anywhere you can save taxes or plan, and, you know, that's super important. And I think planning going forward, you know, again, people looking at their situation, if they have a spouse, if they have the ability to share income down the road, what are their opportunities? Again, financial planning. You know, I think it's too overlooked. I think there's too little time spent on it out there. And that would be my greatest criticism, sort of, is people really need to invest the time. You know, it might be investing 2 or 3 hours, 4 hours of your year. You think about it, that's not a lot of time. And that's it's so important.
Yeah, and I know there comes a bit of shame, I think, in opening up your books and seeing how poorly some of us perhaps have prepared for the future. You take that away, because it's not about, you know, making you feel bad. It's about making you feel good for the future, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, take what you've done and look forward, and how can we just, you know, slightly tweak or improve your situation? It's certainly not about what we haven't done, because, you know, you're human. We're all human. And I think, you know, people will probably put a lot of pressure on themselves and say, you know, oh, you know, they put it off because they just don't want to maybe, again, address it. But addressing it, I think, takes actually a lot of weight off people's shoulders. You know, if they start to see how their plans they have, you know, existing, what they have through their employer, how they start to work together, you know, Canada Pension Plan and old age security at age 65, likely going to raise that limit to 67 at some point in the future. But if they start to see how it all combines, they might realize that they're not in as bad a shape as they think they are. But the other side is then they know where to put money as they go forward, right? You know how long I'm going to have to work, you know, things like that. Start to answer those questions. And I tell you, it takes a lot of financial pressure off people.
You've got offices in both Saskatoon and Regina, and the credentials to back it. You've been offering your services how long now, Scott?
31 years.
31 years. I have never asked a question of Scott where I haven't got an answer. Sometimes a little lengthy, but that's what I think about Scott Bjornson. He knows his business, and that makes a huge difference. And you bring comfort to your clients knowing what you do, because you're continually having to, well, keep on top of everything, aren't you?
It's ongoing. I mean, you know, I think, you know, when you have a passion for this business like I do, and everybody keeps asking me, you know, when are you going to retire? And I said, well, I'm too young to retire. I said, you know, I wouldn't know what to do with myself. I just love this. And you know, it seems strange to enjoy this, but I think when you love your career and you love your job and you love helping people, you know, easily. I mean, I'm still young yet. I think so anyway. I mean,
well, look, buddy, I sincerely appreciate every time I talk to you on Talk to the Experts. I want anyone listening to hit up livingskyfinancial.ca. Follow a ton of links there to a ton of opportunities to invest and get some great advice. livingskyfinancial.ca. Scott Bjornson, I thank you again. And what a great edition of Talk to the Experts. All the best in the new year to you.
Thank you, Greg.